T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Plenty more Washington Football Team Stadium talk to come. Phone lines are packed. We're coming to you next. Right now, I got to hit the BetQL guest line and talk to our friend, Odyssey Fantasy Football Insider, Josh Norris. Insider calls are presented by BetQL. Get access to data and insights that sportsbooks don't want you to see. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. You can also hear Josh on the Underdog Football Show, available on YouTube and wherever you find your podcasts. Mr. Norris, what's up, dude? How are you?
I'm wonderful. Just 4 games to prepare for this weekend.
Man.
Life is good.
Why, come on, man. We should get 6 more games this weekend, Josh.
You want to expand the playoffs that much more?
No, I'm just joking. You know, I don't think they should have had that many last weekend. I think you got to earn this opportunity.
Yeah, I mean,
I like Super Wild Card Weekend. I'll go on record.
I like
we had one more Ben Roethlisberger performance. That almost ruined the weekend for me. So
that was terrible, and we were robbed of seeing Justin Herbert in a playoff game.
Oh, yeah.
But we were robbed by his own dumbass coach, who just continues to make bonehead decisions in the name of analytics.
If he keeps doing
not
that
a fan.
Stuff,
not a fan of Brandon Staley on this show.
No,
I'm just saying he does stupid stuff.
4th and 1 from your own 18,
Do you think
Norris?
If he keeps doing those things, like going for fourth down 5 times, only getting one, then – if he didn't call the timeout, I think they were going to let the game be a tie.
The dude said it.
Those type of things is going to get him fired if he doesn't hurry up and get to a AFC championship game.
I don't know if we can have like a full fourth down conversion conversation here. I've kind of been tracking it, and I want to actually go back to week 1 and go through this with all the winning teams each and every week. I've only been doing it since week 16, but – in that span of time, you know, you've seen teams convert 76% of the time, let's say winning teams, then 66% of the time in week 18, that followed up here in the first round of the playoffs. To me, it's going to become more and more and more of a major point for these teams and a talking point as we go forward. Like early on, you know, with Jim Harbaugh, whoever, John Harbaugh, the Ravens coach, we talked about like the going for two in certain scenarios, and that kind of took over some radio and television conversations. The fourth down conversion stuff and attempts is much, much greater. And to me, like, I wonder how it's going to shape rosters if teams go and do it more often, because do you have to have a bigger back or offensive lineman that you can trust in that 4th and 1, 4th and inches scenario more so than the small, speedier players that, you know, the league trended towards over the last decade? That's just one thought.
That's interesting.
It's a bit of a tangent.
So here's the thing, though. I'm not anti fourth downs. I'm not anti more analytics in football.
But not everyone.
But I think Kyle Shanahan should have gone for it on 4th and short from midfield with 2.5 minutes left in that playoff game and just end it. End the game with your offense on the field. But Staley's overly aggressive, and it's almost like
it's in his DNA.
Right, but it's a problem for them. I go back to the Chiefs game where he didn't take the points just before halftime. I think that was a mistake. And then the 4th and 1 in that Sunday Night Football game was clearly a mistake. You're inside your own 20, dude. Like,
there are other games, too, against the Cleveland Browns earlier this season. I think they went 5 or 6 or 6 for 6. On 4th down, that was a high scoring contest. And like, it's tough. I really do believe that people who just go by the numbers are wrong here, right? Like what the sheet says is totally wrong, because I do think some personal feel or understanding Great. Of the context of the game is all there. Now, who even said he went by the sheet with that fourth and one inside the 20? We don't know,
yeah,
right?
I don't think if analytics
– The sheet can't tell you to go for
if
that.
If analytics tell you to do that, then you should stop paying attention to them.
Right, right. So, and I think here also with Brandon Staley, this is a coach who is incredibly new to the NFL. You know, like he just was at John Carroll University just a couple of years ago.
Right.
Spent, you know, time under Vic Fangio, was just a defensive coordinator for 1 year. So I think he is, you know, getting his feet under him and understanding when it is appropriate to be like this risky when going for and fourth downs. Obviously, this first season, he was the most aggressive in the NFL, and I think it'll balance it out. But I love the mentality. I really do.
I love the mentality.
I'm an attack success guy. I get that. My favorite person in DC sports anyway is Mike Rizzo, right? He's built a sustainable winning culture, everything. And he embraces analytics, but he's also willing to turn that off and just go with his gut at the right times. And I think that's the key, is you need all the information. You have to acquire as much information as possible and use it to frame your worldview, but you've also got to be willing to rely on your instincts at times.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's totally fair.
So that was a fun discussion. Let's get into the games specifically this week. We are talking with Josh Norris from Underdog Fantasy. You can follow him on Twitter at Josh Norris. What is your favorite game this week and why?
Oh, man. I mean, 49ers-Packers really interest me. I think the 49ers have a legit shot here. Mm. Legit shot. I went back and watched that game in week 3 against these two teams. The Packers went up 17-0. Jimmy Garoppolo had an awful, awful first quarter performance, which is kind of a bit counter to what we just saw with, you know, the fourth quarter implosion that he gave us this past weekend. Maybe, you know, that's what we should all expect here with Jimmy G, is like one quarter, he either helps you early on with a bunch of third down conversions, but at some point he is going to give the other team opportunities that they can take advantage of. Now, the 49ers were very different in that week 3 performance. Like Brandon Ayuk wasn't a major focal point of that game. Eli Mitchell didn't play at all. And Deebo Samuel was not, you know, an asset in the running game like he is now on these crack tosses and, you know, cutback runs and everything of the sort. The Packers are awesome. Now, they do have a really, really quick passing game. But then once Aaron Rodgers recognizes, oh, I have a single high safety, I'm going deep to Alan Lazard out of a slot fade, or I'm going to hit this deep post after, you know, my offensive line gives me a little extra protection when it's one-on-one with the safety. Like, he picks and places his deep shots down the field amazingly well. And obviously, you always have the Davante Adams factor. And then plus, this game is in, you know, Green Bay, where the weather, if we want to walk down narrative street with the running game that they have of Aaron Jones and especially A.J. Dillon, there's so many layers to this with a bunch of the Packers players coming off injury too, that I could see it going in either direction.
I ask you this question. Which underdog you think has the best chance of knocking off the big dogs?
Yeah, I probably would have said the 49ers, even though that, like, that is the largest spread of the weekend at 6. But let's talk about the Rams and the Bucks, because that's fascinating to me too. Like, Matthew Stafford faced a blitz on a league low 17% of the snaps this season. No one wanted to blitz him because once they did, he torched them. But guess what? You know, the Arizona Cardinals did last week. They blitzed him at a season high rate of 50% of the time. And you know this, B. Mitch, Todd Bowles, when he gets an advantageous matchup, he wants to send some people. Like last week against the Eagles, he blitzed 40% of his dropbacks. So the Rams this year have gone through some major transitions, right? Major transitions. Like, you open the season with Daryl Henderson and his burst. You have Robert Woods and how he blocks like a tight end in some packages and some personnel groupings. Woods is gone. Then you pivot over to Sony Michel, who is a power runner. Now you get Cam Akers back, who, I mean, the recovery that he has made is incredible.
Yeah.
And he has the combination of speed, of burst, and aggression, like how he finishes runs. It's the combination of Hendo and Sony Michel. And then the X factor in all of this, to be honest with you, is Odell Beckham. Like, you split halfway through the year his time with the Browns versus his time with the Rams. It was almost the exact same receptions and receiving yards. The difference was 5 or 6 touchdowns that he was scoring. And they all basically have come with inside the 10-yard line and on end zone targets. So, like, defenses are able to bracket Cooper Kupp in the end zone in that situation. Tyler Higbee has been one of the least efficient inside the 10-yard line tight ends in the league. And now you have Odell, and you guys know this dating back to his days with the Giants. Almost no wide receiver was winning more frequently as a small wide receiver and big wide receiver. Like, he can go up and get the fade. He can go up and get, you know, separation in short areas as well. That has been such a huge boost for the Rams inside the 20-yard line.
Talking with Josh Norris here from Underdog Fantasy. We haven't talked about Chiefs-Bills, which I think is kind of the biggest heavyweight of all these.
Oh, yeah.
That, I mean, it just – it feels – the biggest of all the games. I like the Bills in this one. Maybe I'm nuts. I recognize they got to go into Arrowhead and how difficult that can be. What do you think about that game?
Yeah, I mean, it's a 2.5-point spread. That's what we have right now. What I absolutely love is here we are in the divisional round, and we're seeing a game with a total of 54.5 points. I mean, just it's going to be a fireworks show, hopefully, and you know it's the weekend capper. We all know, and we've all talked about it, the performance that Josh Allen put out last week, I mean, it was perfect. It was truly perfect. They got every single yard that they possibly could have in that game. No field goals, no punts, no turnover on downs, no turnovers. In fact, that's two straight games against a Bill Belichick-led defense that the Bills offense and Josh Allen has not had to punt. Crazy stuff. And, like, to take it one step further, on throws of beyond 10 yards down the field, Josh Allen was 10 for 10 for 239 yards and four touchdowns. This was not in a dome. This was outside in 5-degree weather. I mean, it's so fascinating to me, JP. You tracked, you know, NFL draft stuff for years. If we, like, could eliminate people's pre-draft perception, early career even perception, because he's made huge leaps with his development, I wouldn't be shocked. Like, if you just watched the last two seasons of Josh Allen, if you don't have him among the top three or top four quarterbacks in the league, because while the roller coaster definitely does happen, we got at points this year when he's on, when the high variance is hitting, no one is better. And it even goes back to the rushing attack too, because that's like the real difference maker, the real X factor that a lot of these other teams can't replicate.
See, that's the thing that bothers me about Josh, is that he had a damn near perfect game last week.
Right.
And to see that happen in consecutive weeks at the playoff level, that would make me shy away from expecting it again.
If he does it again this week at Arrowhead,
it would be great.
I mean,
but that's what I'm saying. That's a hell of an if, because you don't often see that.
Sure.
And we don't see that normally with him and his play. Like Josh just said, when he's on, he's on. When he's off, he can be way off.
Yeah. The accuracy can be wild at times. Last one, Titans-Bengals. Joe Burrow kind of had his playoff coming out party, like, hello, all of you, the United States. I'm the dude. Can they keep it going?
So the Titans this season, low-key, have had one of the best pass-rushing units in the league. I mean, Harold Landry, Bud Dupree, DeNico Autry, Simmons, like, they are able to get after it.
I think I read somewhere that they had four dudes with eight sacks or more. That sounds... I mean, that's crazy production.
Yeah, and no one's talking about that, really. And when you consider where the Bengals are this season, they've also been in transition. Like, early on, I don't know if it was because of Joe Burrow's knee injury, but they were really tentative. Like, they weren't using and utilizing Ja'Marr Chase, T. Higgins, Tyler Boyd, C.J. Uzomah as much as they could have been. Now that's transformed in the last few weeks, and they are putting everything on Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase's shoulders, even if it's not like a Ravens defense that loves to run cover one or cover three or however you want to talk about with the Raiders too. Like, that outlines pre-snap reads that you can test down the field. This past weekend, that really wasn't the case, and still they were allowing their best players to have the best success. And when you consider that Max Crosby was winning, right? Jonathan Ngakoue was winning. Mm-hmm. That's when, like, defenses that are built on two great pass rushers, it can be difficult, because if you have a talented and really smart quarterback and a good offense with good skill position players, you can get the ball out of your hands super, super quickly. Like, first and second down, I believe his time to throw was around 2.2 seconds. Like, you can't get home in that scenario, and they can't win every single snap. So Joe Burrow right now is playing another level. He's hyper, hyper efficient, incredibly smart at understanding his hot route. So I'm really fascinated to see what the Titans defense is able to do there. And their offense, too, is so much healthier than it's been, you know, all season long.
What about Derrick Henry coming back? You think he's going to hit the ground running? Do you think they'll be trying to force it? How do you see that all kind of working out?
Well, so the Titans have actually been incredibly productive running the football, even without him. And it's because their offensive line is much better at run blocking than in pass protection. I mean, I think that Derrick Henry, obviously on the field, is a difference maker because he can, you know, force more missed tackles. He can create longer runs than like a Deontay Foreman or a Dontre Hilliard or whoever else you want to say. The big difference for this team, I mean, and look, when you look back on it, they went through a stretch of, what, six games against the Bills, Chiefs, Colts, Rams, and Saints. They won all of those, all five of those games. They were all against teams with winning records. Some of those, you know, Derrick Henry was a monster. Some of those, A.J. Brown was in there. Some of those, like Ryan Tannehill, had to carry this team. I don't know. Mike Vrabel, to me, he's one of these coaches who, if he's an underdog, if they don't expect him, against the spread, he's incredible. And straight up, he's incredible as well. I know they're favored here by 3.5 points. I'm just amazed that, like, this is the team that we are getting here. And I hope Derrick Henry has like a Cam Akers like performance because the Titans are super frisky if that's the case.
I think, like you said, they won without him. It's funny how good he is, but he can throw off their rhythm coming back at this time. That happens sometimes.
If they try to force it and it's not there.
Yeah, they come in and they just all of a sudden go to him when they had to lean on other people at a time. They were feeling that the whole team had to play. Derrick comes back. Oh, we got Derrick. We're going to just give him the ball. That could throw off their rhythm completely.
So, B. Mitch, I think that there's a point to that. Like, they had a bad spot of the season against the Texans, the Patriots. They had back-to-back losses. They beat the Jaguars. They lost to the Steelers. So, 3 losses out of 4 games. You know, that's 3 of their 5 losses on the season. Mm-hmm. Then against the 49ers, when they won 20-17, remember they got A.J. Brown back. Yep. And A.J. Brown, in the middle of that second quarter, or even in the third quarter, took over and won that game for them. So, I think that does help. Like, they have to have a huge performance here from A.J. Brown, to me, in order to come out victorious here. And so hopefully they understand, like, hey, we're having rushing success. Maybe just adding Derrick Henry's name on top of that and not, you know, trying to build the offense around him, which at points they have this year. Maybe that is a good point. Maybe that's the direction they do go in.
All right, Norris, I'm going to go put this parlay in this afternoon at MGM. I'm going money lines. I got Titans winning, yep. Packers winning, Rams winning, Bills winning. That's my final four. What do you think?
So you have the favorites.
I have the one
on
seeds
Saturday.
Winning because I think the bye week matters. And then I got both road team upsets over the two seeds.
You know what? Bye weeks really do matter. Like, especially, and we don't have that much data on it with only one team having it so far. But just historically, like, teams that have bye weeks are so much more likely to get the Super Bowl. So, I don't mind that at all. Again, I think the 49ers and Packers game, I know that's the largest spread of the weekend, wouldn't be shocked. Wouldn't be shocked if that one goes in the opposite direction.
I agree there. I just think Rodgers has heard so much about how the Niners are his kryptonite and will respond. Although I worry about that Green Bay defense just getting slugged with that San Francisco that physicality game. And run game and George Kittle and Trent Williams and the way the receivers block. And that Packers defense, to me, I know there are some impressive totals this year and statistic-wise, but they don't seem tough to me. But I think Jimmy G having to win something late against Aaron Rodgers, I like Rodgers.
How can you not, right? How can you not?
Last one, we'll let you run. You think Jimmy G could end up in Washington?
I think Jimmy G is going to be the quarterback that's number one on the list for teams that are like left on the outside looking in on the Russell Wilsons, the Derek Carrs of the world. That could be in Washington. That could be in Carolina. You know, teams that are just desperate to make a quarterback change. I think like he's absolutely going to be available because we've already heard it from Rap Sheet that they are, no matter what, backing. And who knows? This might change if they win the Super Bowl, but backing Trey Lance as their 2022 quarterback.
You spend that much, you got
to
start letting the kid
you
play.
Have to do it.
Norris, we appreciate your time always, buddy.
See you guys.
Have a great weekend. That was Odyssey Fantasy Football Insider Josh Norris. Insider calls are presented by BetQL. BetQL is here to help us all make better bets through real proven analytics. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. You can also hear Josh on the Underdog Football Show, available on YouTube and wherever you find your podcasts.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Going back to Cali.
This will be me.
I don't think so.
Me, Ahmet, and B-Mitch in like 3 weeks.
Cali. Going back to Cali.
When do we leave? 2 weeks from last night. Right? Tonight.
I don't remember. Tonight. It's Wednesday. Wednesday night.
Fired up for that. Won't have to worry about snow and rain in Southern California. If we do, look.
It never rains in Southern California.
It's always sunny in Philadelphia. All right. There's a lot going on in the world. There's significant talk. Fox 5's Tom Fitzgerald said that things are heating up with the Washington football team and the state of Virginia for a new stadium, particularly in Loudoun County and Prince William County. Through our crack research team, hat tip to my guy Rally Captain, he's informed me that they're building a casino in Dumfries, Virginia. I'm looking at a map of Dumfries, Virginia. It's right off 95. There's a whole bunch of land down there right before the Quantico Marine Base.
Mm-hmm.
And where there's a casino might be a good place for a stadium or perhaps a sports book, which a new stadium would want. The official gambling insider of the B. Mitch and Finley program is our guy, Mike Beasley, from MGM National Harbor. We have Bees on the line to give us whatever information he has. Bees, what up, dude?
What's up, gentlemen?
Thank you for making
it. Again, I get no play on music. I just don't get it. I don't get any play on music ever.
What are we going to do? Landfill.
We're playing you going back.
I complain
back to
about it every time.
Landfill, we got to figure out a song for Bees.
Until you stop drinking those beer, you can't get no playing.
Yeah, you're already down a day, dude. Don't think we don't know about that.
I think he's down 2 days.
How many days are you down?
I'm down 2 days, guys.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Down 2 days.
This is going to be a heads-up contest between you and I, Brian.
We're about to start getting money in the pot. You know, after that third day, you got to put $100 every time you have one.
It's true.
It'll be there by probably next week. I can almost guarantee I have a beer this week. I think it's between B. Mitch and JP, and I got B. Mitch as a big favorite.
Hey, always bet the underdog, baby. So, Bees, we got a ton of people calling us about this, whether they do want the stadium in Prince William County or they don't. They want it in Loudoun, they want it in D.C., all these things. I think gambling is a big part of this going forward. What can you tell us about the casino they're building down in Dumfries?
Well, so it's going to be run by a company called Rosie's Gaming, and it's a bunch of guys that actually that own this Rosie's Gaming are ex-Vegas guys, guys that have been in the industry for a long time. So it comes with good operators. It's a different style of casino game compared to what we have. What we have are actual slot devices, and they're actually overseen by the federal government as well. But their device is actually, it's historical horse racing, and it's an algorithm. So what it is it's a facsimile of a slot device, but you're actually betting the horse racing algorithm. So you can actually see the final results of the past horse races, and that dictates the math behind the game. So the facsimile of the slot device in the front is simply entertainment, but you're actually betting on a horse race from the past.
That sounds incredibly weird.
Yeah.
So there's other games out there, too. So a lot of tribes, like all these different compacts and stuff that are in, like, Oklahoma and California or wherever the tribe might be, even the Seminoles, they have what is called a Class 2 device. A Class 2 device is bingo math. So you're actually playing bingo, but the device looks like it's a slot device. And it's just a different way to have a different level of a slot device. Now, ours is called a RNG, which is a Class 3. And what that is, it simply has an RNG in it, which is a random number generator, which is the devices that you'll see in Vegas and what we have on property here.
Wow. All right.
Is there any way that they could have any gaming involved with that place over there? Or they don't have the license?
Yeah, so they have no table games going in. But they're good operators. I mean, they're good marketing guys. I've known them for years. So they'll bring some traction over there, and we love it.
Now,
it doesn't hurt us at all. More people get a chance to gamble, and we don't hate that whatsoever.
You know what's funny is I grew up, my dad was in the bar business, and whenever a new bar would open nearby, like within a couple of blocks of his bar, he said, that's great. The more people coming down here, going to bars, they'll pop around, they'll go to lots of them. So it's a rising tide theory, which I always buy into. Question for you, Bees.
Yo.
So all they've got are these super hyped up slot machines, right? Does that close the door for eventually having blackjack and craps and stuff? Or could that emerge over time?
So my speculation for these guys down there, they're trying to just push the envelope for the state of Virginia to go ahead and have actual gaming, okay. You know, regular gaming. And I know they're shooting for Richmond as well. And that got turned down by the county, which is hardly heard of, you know, because the state approved it and the county went back and said, no, we can't do it in our county. So they're pushing the buttons down there, you know, these boys from Rosie's.
So all right,
it does happen.
You get your foot in, I mean, just like zooming out of this, you get your foot in the door, you get some gambling, that creates some revenue locally, and then you're like, hey, if we do this, there'll be that much more revenue. How far away is that from a sports book? And if they get a sports book, how far away is that from a stadium?
Yeah, I don't think it's not that far-fetched, I don't believe. I mean, I know there's no brick and mortar currently in the state of Virginia when it comes to sports betting. It's all mobile betting. But who knows if they don't go back and say, hey, we made X amount of dollars when it comes to sports gaming revenue in the state of Virginia. Why don't we open up a brick and mortar and be more incredibly busy? And, you know, I can tell you the taxes that we pay here at MGM Resorts is astronomical. And so it's not a bad revenue source for any state.
How long did it take to build MGM?
I think it was about a 3.5-4 year project. Okay. I think they got out here about, maybe not even that, maybe 2 years. Maybe 2 years.
I feel like once shovels went in the ground, that thing went up fast. I imagine the permitting and all that is kind of the time suck, right?
Right. Yeah. So I know Pete came out here 2014. We opened 2016. So maybe it was only about a 2 year project, and he was part of all the planning and everything that was being structured around this entire property.
All right, Bees. Can we add? I don't know that you can comment or know on this. Is there any momentum towards getting a stadium closer to you guys in National Harbor?
Yeah, if I knew I would and had the ability to comment, I would. I think it's a good chance, but I don't really know. It's all hearsay.
Gotcha.
So we'd love to have it close to us. We've heard of Red Cross Freeway there. We'd love to have it. You know, it'd be great to have. I think it's easy to get in and out of with all that freeway access from different directions, from the 295, the 495, gets you to the 95, yada, yada. I think it's a good fit over here.
I mean, you don't have to sell me, Bees. When I see you this afternoon, sir, I have a four-way parlay that's damn near guaranteed. I think you're going to be pretty excited by it.
Okay. When's the last time you won a parlay, though, buddy?
When was the last time you bet one?
I don't bet many parlays because it's hard enough to pick one winner, let alone multiple.
But, yeah, I agree. So in last week, just so we all know, five favorites won and four under. So if you're trending, go with the dogs this week. Who knows?
I'm telling you, I got Titans, Bills, Rams, Pack. Lock it all up, spin it all around, put a little money on it, get rich.
Okay.
Boys, I love it. We'll see you at 5:15, boys.
All right, man. See you, Beast. Thank you for the time. That's interesting information. That's what I wanted to get out there. So this thing coming in to Dumfries right now is slot machines, but I know my in-laws have a place in Ocean Pines, Maryland, which is just before you get to Ocean City. It's kind of the Bayside. Mm-hmm. And there's a casino there. I think it's called Ocean Downs, something like that. And at first, it was just a horse racetrack. Then they got slots. Took a little while. Eventually, they got table games. And I haven't been out there in a while. They probably have a sports book by now. Like, right. Once you open the door on these things, the door tends to keep opening.
Yeah, it may keep opening, but some places are open for only certain reasons, and they may never get to it. You know, a lot of people want them. But like when you go, I don't think every casino has a sports book, which is weird.
Sure. I mean, a lot of it is rules. Phone lines are open. We have Landfill's list of things he'd rather do than pay taxes to build Dan Snyder a new stadium. But let's start with our guy, Sean.
I can't wait to hear this.
I can't wait. Landfill's list is coming your way soon. But Sean, what up, man?
What's going on, fellas?
Chilling, man. How you doing?
Hey, look. Fellas, I'm in Woodbridge. I'm in Lake Ridge. That's right across the Occoquan River.
Mm-hmm.
I'm smack dab in the middle. Please don't bring that stadium here. First of all, I just bought my house, and the value of my house is going to plummet, man, like a cannonball. So the thing is, that's the one thing. The second thing is, do you guys seriously think, as Mitch can see, Mitch been in the game, when you win a franchise, the league owns every franchise. That means they pool their money together. That means the league ain't going to let that go out there in Virginia because the biggest money in the area is down at RFK. All that area has already been allocated. They took out DC General. Central Cell Block is gone. The Armory. And they got two metro stops. There's no way it's going out there.
That the Armory's
the
still
biggest
there.
Slot. Yes, only... that would be the... Not Armory. The Armory's already be gone. It's no longer used by DC's National Guard. It's no longer used by it. It's going to get knocked down when need be.
So here's my thing, Sean. The RFK site is by far, by 50 miles, the best site. Mm-hmm. It's the best site by a mile. I mean, the gap of which that is the best site is bigger than the Grand Canyon. The amount of bureaucratic red tape seems to be,
I think,
way too cumbersome.
After 2-2,
thank you for the call, Sean.
That's going to change.
After 2-2-22? The Belters get it done?
Nah, ain't going to be the Belters. If they call it the Belters, they should get nobody in the area giving them a spot.
The Washington Commanders at RFK Stadium? Juicy. Washington Commanders at Rosie's Gambling Emporium in Dumfries, Virginia? Less juicy. Let's go to Chris in Fredericksburg. Chris, what's up, dude?
Hey, what's up, guys? Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling, man.
I used to live in Lake Ridge, and but the previous caller said, yeah, I can somewhat agree. It is a kind of a mess with regards to traffic, but I think they could make it work, particularly if they built the stadium around the Occoquan River. They have a VRE mass transit line train that they could incorporate, I think. It goes all the way down to Spotsylvania, so that could alleviate some traffic on 95, as well as bringing in traffic from Northern Virginia, D.C., and Maryland. And then also the Occoquan River is could be built up. I think they could build a lot of restaurants and other attractions on there that would help generate revenue and really be a sell for the area. I was looking kind of like at the – there's a landfill over there right off of 95 in Lorton, right across the Occoquan River going from Prince William into Fairfax. And it looks like a pretty good area that they could make it work. But I'll hang up and listen. Thanks, guys.
Right, man. Appreciate it, man.
I know all the areas he's talking about, but nobody has told me how they could alleviate traffic there yet.
Because
let's be real. They've been doing construction on the road, and everything for the longest. I think as soon as they finish with all the stuff in Fredericksburg, we're going to find out it did nothing. That is still the worst traffic I've ever seen. I thought the Schuylkill up there in Philly was awful. I thought going to L.A. and stuff, it was awful. No, 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 no. 95. And if you say, people say south, no, no. Coming north is the same damn way.
Agreed. Here's what we're going to do. High Noon Landfill reveals his list of things he'd rather do than pay for a new Dan Snyder Stadium in the state of Virginia. Next, phone calls, 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Built in either Loudoun County or Prince William County. Where do you want it? The challenge I have is for people from Prince William County to call in and say they want it. Because everybody else just calls in and says they don't want it. Rev T is on the line to weigh in. Hello, sir. How do you do, Rev T?
What's up, JP? What's good, sir?
What's up, brother?
Hey, B, Miss, what's good, bro, bro? You know, I saw you last week, man, at our brother Ben, man. Ben, big shout out and respect, man, to the Burlick family. I got to put that out there. He was our brother, B, Miss, and we love him, man. Respect his family, right? But I'm down here in Prince William County, and B, Miss, you know this. And listen here, I'm like 10 minutes away from Rosie's, down there in Dumfries. I go down there all the time. And the call, a couple of callers that called and explained what the machines is, he's exactly right. It's not no big-time Las Vegas gambling tables. Like, what they did was they remodeled a hole in the wall. It was a hole-in-the-wall place down there in the hood. Williamstown, if you know the area, that's the hood. Williamstown is the hood. And then it's right there off the fork divide where Route 1 is. And for anybody running around here telling people, oh, Dumfries going to build a stadium, Dumfries ain't big enough to build a stadium. It's only 7,000 people down there to build a stadium. And that little landfill that they building, that 300-room hotel and a bigger little Rosie's, is not going to be enough to host nobody to come to no football game at all. So please stop telling people, oh, they going to build it in Dumfries. Maybe in Prince William County. Now, over there at the Potomac, the old Potomac Nationals stadium, it's a possibility it could go over there. But now, march with me, JP and B. Mitch, on this. It's going to take a whole lot just to get to it, though. You're going to have to either come through Prince William Parkway. You're going to even have to come through Old Bridge Road if you're coming off of 95 northwise. If you're coming from south, then you're going to have to jump off of 234. And, I mean, and if you're coming from 66, you still got to go through Centerville just to get to 28.
Good luck. Thank you, Rev T. Appreciate the call, buddy.
It's
maybe it's further north in Dale City. I don't know, man. all right, we're gonna
listen. You see a lot of land, so you automatically assume there's a lot of land when they put FedEx Field there,
right?
You see how horrible the traffic is, don't you?
Yeah,
we already see how horrible the traffic is with Dodger Stadium. I don't know who thinks it's gonna get better.
People are stoned. AJ's in D.C. AJ, what's up, man?
Hey, what's going on? Hey, B. Mitch.
What's
hey,
up, bro?
JP.
How you doing
today?
We're good, man.
Let me tell you this right here. 10 things for certain, 10 things for sure. If he take that stadium to Virginia, D.C. will get an expansion team. Guarantee that. Since he owned the team, he ain't did nothing. He ain't put a good product on the field since he owned the team. Now, people he talking about, he want people to help pay for the stadium. People been buying tickets, buying parking spaces, for over 20 years, and he ain't did nothing for the people yet. Don't take the team to Virginia. We'll get a new team in D.C. Hell, New York got three teams. We'll take the Jets and rename them to Washington. That's what I think about it.
Wow.
I appreciate the call, dude. I don't know that I see it going down that way, Landfill. If they move.
Yeah, I think it's going to be still. I don't see. You already got Baltimore and you have Washington.
They're not moving the Jets.
I don't think it's. Nah, it ain't happening.
I don't think that's happening in any capacity. Let me be clear on that.
But I'm serious. All this hype, just when I heard it the first time, just like I thought, they leak information as far as free agents and all that go. They leak information like this, too, to get stuff going the way they want it to go.
Certainly true. Titus Jones on Twitter says, RevT is a living Waze app. RevT could have given you directions anywhere in Prince William County, man. He had it figured out.
Oh, yeah.
Harold Worthy on Twitter says, RevT is 100% correct. I grew up in Dumfries Triangle. Ain't no stadium going there. Jason is in Woodbridge and says, nobody. How many people want the stadium in Woodbridge, Jason?
Zero. Negative zero. Nobody. No one. We do not want it. Keep it. It needs to be at RFK. I mean, that's the only place. That's the place.
And that's the place where...
I fear the people living around RFK feel the same way.
That's the place
Thanks
where
for the call, pal.
D.C., Maryland, and Virginia folks agree. It needs to be back at RFK.
Everybody agrees. Paul is in Southern Maryland. Paul, what's up, man?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
No problem. Yeah, I wouldn't be shocked, you know, if it's trending towards landing in Virginia. I kind of feel like that's why he had ties to... Bruce Allen for so long because of his political clout with his brother and what have you. I'd like to see the stadium, obviously, back at the RFK site, or if not, what about, you know, National Harbor? I think that'd be the best shot at being able to see a Super Bowl come to the area.
I agree. I think National Harbor, if you can't get RFK, I think National Harbor is the one seed. Thank you for the call.
I think it's going to have to be in a spot that's developed and they have a lot of hotels right there. That's what I believe.
National Harbor has a bunch of hotels.
I don't think you're going to be able to have
Don't they have – what do they have at the actual harbor? They have the fancy Marriott and then like Marriott,
They have like two, three of them right there.
They have a big fancy one. Then they have a – what are
the MGM
Residence
right
Inn.
The
MGM has a hotel. You got restaurants.
Yeah. I just think that you're not going to go to one of these areas with these small, small hotels and throw it there. Like one of the callers stated – I think if we were trying to, the league and other owners would say, no, we got D.C., you got where you are, this little area, we're not letting you go over there.
When we return, it is time. Landfill, how long is this list?
There are 10 things that I would rather see Virginia do with money for a stadium than give it to Dan Snyder.
Landfills.
One of them is give it the money to B. Mitch.
10 reasons, Landfill's top 10 list of reasons why he would rather money not go to Dan Snyder and a new Washington football team stadium in the state of Virginia. Don't go anywhere. I have no idea what's on this list, but these are usually very good.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And Watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field. It's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.